Thanks for downloading ThistlePod. I'm Fiona Ritchie, delving into our NPR programme archive to remember some of the great visits we've enjoyed with artists who helped define the sound of today's music from Celtic roots. This time we meet a man who was experimenting with different musical styles and traditions long before the labels crossover, world or new age music were ever thought of, pianist and composer Antonio Bresci. Well, I'm sitting here in my Edinburgh studio clasping a copy of an album entitled 25 Years of the Music of Antonio Bresci. And if the man weren't sitting here to talk to me right now, I'd probably be putting it right on and sitting and listening right through to it. Welcome, Antonio Bresci. Welcome back to Scotland. Thanks for coming to talk to us on the programme.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm very honoured to be in Scotland.
Well, it's lovely to see you again. And lovely to learn some things about your music. First of all, as I say, there's this new compilation. But it's been made possible because you've been able to actually gain control over a lot of music that you've been recording through the years. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because I think a lot of people who love music don't necessarily understand why sometimes that music isn't available for us to buy and listen to.
Well, I've been spending 25 years working on the music rather than working on the marketing mm-hmm. of the music. And there's people that is concentrating on the marketing and other people, unfortunately, only in the music. And so I didn't know that it was so difficult that they were. Years ago, I was kind of, gullible. So I thought if the music is sincere and is good, the people would like, which is true. The people likes. The problem is that to reach the people. And so all the control. And so I decided little by little when I had all these adventures with a lot of companies, little and big. And then I decided to, I think it came, it was your idea once, many years, some years ago. You had this idea of a compilation. And now that the collection is ready, all this collection of, 16 albums, something like that, then I decided it was a good time to do the compilation of all the albums.
So this collection of albums is called the Ethnic Piano Collection.
Yeah.
And it shows us where your music meets and mingles with flamenco music, with Basque music, with other European music, Mediterranean sounds, Arabian sounds, and of course with the Irish and Celtic roots of so much of your music. Why does it make sense for Irish music to be blended with something like flamenco or something like Basque music? Why does this music all mesh so comfortably together?
Well, today is a very commercial reason, as you see in the show River Dance and all the other shows coming. When I was doing this 20 years ago, I had this crazy feeling, even before I was going to the library to study the historical part of Irish roots and Basque, and I always felt when I was quite young that instinctively that the Irish and the Scottish and the Basque, they had something very, very together in common, not only in the way of living, but you know, in I thought all the time that the music, something, the flamenco steps and the Irish steps, and of course the jazz steps, the tip tap in jazz, and I always felt that all this was very big communication.
Let me just ask you a little bit more about your background, because people are familiar with you on the programme. We've chatted before, but just for people who are tuning in and hearing about you for the first time, you mentioned that you are pulling together these ethnic musical influences through a jazz and classical sensibility, because that was your background and your training. Tell us a little bit about your background. You're from Italy and you grew up in the world of classical music and then eventually jazz. So take us back to those roots before we talk more about this.
I was graduating in classical music, but as happened also to other musicians in Italy, like Giuseppe Verdi and others, I was thrown away from the conservatorio, considered not good as a composer.
What, you were actually thrown out of the music conservatory?
Yeah, especially because I was playing jazz, and that time jazz was is a kind of subversive music in the conservatory.
So, and this was where exactly?
That was in Florence.
Right.
And then I was able to graduate myself privately, and bring in my own composition, mm-hmm. which nobody would bring in the exam of a piano exam, his own composition. That was another provocation, but I was able to do it. The Irish singing, it was developed in a different way, in a more interior and mystic way.
I want to talk a little bit more about your journey, because I think it would be very true to say that it has been a journey for you, from your classical training to your passionate interest in jazz, and then on and on. And it seems as though, you know, you've followed your heart really into all these various forms of traditional music. You know, it's a balance, I suppose, and you seem to manage to accomplish it very naturally.
Well, I hope. I don't know. I still have a big respect for the pure traditional music, and I think it must be this balance between preserve the music and develop the music, and it's a quite delicate balance, and that's what is life. Life is a balance. When you want to divide and be only on one side, you can destroy things. If you only conserve things, you can kill something. And if you only want to go new and new and new, and you can still kill. So there's a lot of risk. Today, of course, there is more risk in the developing, especially in the commercial way, and especially because of the fashion of the Celtic music. I have so much respect for any Irish fiddle player in a pub, or any session. I respect this concept because the risk is much more on the other side.
Thank you. The Maid of Coolmore. From our radio archives, we explored the Ethnic Piano Collection with its creator, Antonio Breschi, the first to bring classical, jazz and traditional music together on his instrument over three decades ago. At thistleradio.com, you'll find a playlist of this Thistle Pod, and NPR's The Thistle and Shamrock airs radio like this each week. Find out how to tune in to public radio or hear an audio stream at thistleradio.com. I'm Fiona Ritchie. Thanks for joining me.